album of his that came out last year called, let me just check to get it right so that I don't say it wrong, something about the flies, So the Flies Don't Come, I want to say. Let's make sure. So the Flies Don't Come. Yeah, so that's this album that came out last year, which we've played a couple of songs from. But I was going to play some of his older stuff, since I've just been exploring that recently, his tapes and albums on the album that he used to, I mean, the label that he used to run with in Los Angeles called, check on this real quick. Not Ruby Yacht. That's incorrect. Called, oh, all right, never mind. I forget. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is a song from his debut album, or actually debut double EP. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Funky Uncles.
To grab the paintbrush when I see one. If I had to guesstimate, I'd say my brain must weigh 3 tons. If your life sucks, I suggest you demand a full refund. Or speak to the store manager. Modern yogis overdosed on Zen pellets. I've got spam filters for emails from Ben Jealous. While you're in a club surrounded by 10 jerks, I'm hijacking public broadcasting networks like V for Vendetta. But I'm no Harry Wizard Alan Moore. I'm occupying a massage chair in the Discovery Channel store. I have ample while these damn fools demand more. Half man, half Borg, tasked to rap more. Faster, better, and blacker, who acts as your pastor and benevolent master. My mind's walls are yellowing plaster, and I close my eyes to make them crack faster. Yeah. The 24-bit eggplant will be analyzed. The dream I had yesterday and today. The dense forest turns into a shopping district. The happy and mundane world will vent their anger. This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. How did I get here? If I knew ahead of time when Rob would die, I don't think that I could tell him. And I might be a Highlander, I might be an immortal, because I haven't died. And I'm paranoid that I'm in an android with synthetic memories. What if these aren't my beliefs? What if these aren't my beliefs? I sat under the ceiling fan and pondered the eternal, and then the infinite. And I thought of Chris McCandless trying to live in it. And I thought of people who get tattoos to prove that they too could last forever. Like these two imperfect hands could ever be capable of a grasp of the better. Like sticks of imperial margarine, I built a mud hut on the margins. And then I marched in with a whole code of ethics typed in Martian on tattered parchment before departure on a battered starship. I used Harry Potter's wand as a conductor's baton when I choreographed the huddled mass of Rat Fink's groupthink. Ask about
if me. I wrote the greatest rap song, I wouldn't let you hear it. I wouldn't let you hear it. I wouldn't let you hear it. If I wrote the greatest rap song, I wouldn't let you hear it. I wouldn't let you hear it. I wouldn't let you hear it. If I wrote the greatest rap song, I wouldn't let you hear it. If I wrote the greatest rap song, I wouldn't let you hear it. If this was the greatest rap song,
you wouldn't have heard it. What? You wouldn't have heard it. What? You wouldn't have heard it. What? ¶¶
Because I think he's telling the truth. I don't need to be told I'm an animal trapped in a booth. That's a metaphor for a much lazier writer. In real life I'd get my ass kicked, but never in Street Fighter. Rap's a big pool, where's the deep end? I'll just wade in, disappear into the underground like a cone-headed Raiden. Host lectures off tempo, a monotone laden maven who's raving he's about to go Super Saiyan. Son Goku scribed overly wordy haikus about how I'd rather run instead of fight you. You betcha I'm Ash Ketchum with no right shoe. I kill him with kindness, just to spite you. I have no enemies, just people who aren't my friends yet. And when they are, I'll borrow monies and never repay the debt. On the freeway you passed me in a bright yellow Corvette, and I was peddling a whirly bird invention that I stole from some bloke at the ugly nerd convention in Lowell. It's the return of the king, the third lord of the... I don't have a hip-hop career, I have a hobby, which leaves me unloved like a younger brother Bobby. I'm gathered round den mothers in a knitting group. As a vegetarian at the potlucks, I can only eat the soup. I'm a crummy musician, not a conjurer of cheap tricks. I can't purchase a quirky beat at Joanne's Fabrics. I'll never be commonplace with these slow dance mavericks. I could have been a lounge singer in a themed sports bar. Perused my Pokédex to find it, wasn't in my cards. I'm beginning to find satisfaction with Futurama repeats. Open folder my life, program file dignity, delete. This is for my cats obligatorily finishing undergrad to be the perfect sons for their wonder dads. I'm no German wunderkind, I'm a brown kid with a healthy distrust of Republicans. My stomach warns me when trouble is a-bubblin'.
Sort of animal language, really.
This is for my brother slaying mental Balrogs, and my sisters who have to deal with proverbial ball hogs. This is for my brother slaying mental Balrogs, and my sisters who have to deal with proverbial ball hogs. This is for my brother slaying mental Balrogs, and my sisters who have to deal with proverbial ball hogs.
I left Japan because of the war. War was wrong. I came here to start over. Begin a new family with a son. Another chance to pass on the teaching. For 2,000 years, knowledge passed from father to son, father to son. When Shingo died,
you are not Japanese. You are not a Tanaka.
You taught me using any technique that works. Never to limit myself to one style. To keep an open mind.
What?
To honor you.
My sadness crept up on an escalator. Looked in my granddad's eyes and saw the life leave him. I have the superpower to summon pipe dreams when I might need them. There's no point to fight the four seasons. I would've raised my hand, but I'd make a poor deacon. I'd make a better Batman, draped in black skin. I used to pour my guts out, but now I push them back in. And that's when I built a tabernacle out of wood pulp. Ramshackled, but I celebrated with a big gulp. Things are hella great within my little cult. Yo, what's the coding for a matrix fart? Can you believe I had to crown myself the new patriarch among the leaves? I found myself reviewing safety charts and faculties. Face of stone like they had baffled me.
That's why I rep Hellfire Club like a filthy vessel. Why does every DJ have a haircut like Zorg? I'm sorta bored with these flaccid talks about mortarboards. The mark of childhood's end like overlords. I found Zen like a member of the Tanaka clan. Fuck it, I guess I'm way more awkward than slamming Dr. Octagon ecologist, a wiry platonic apologist.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if the pragmatist had said, we can tell you about justification, but we can't tell you about truth. There's nothing to be said about it. That is, we know how we justify beliefs. We know that the adjective true is the word we apply to the beliefs that we've justified. We know that a belief can be true without being justified. That's about all we know about truth. And justification is relative to an audience and to a range of truth candidates. Truth isn't relative to anything. Just because it isn't relative to anything, there's nothing to be said about it. Truth, with a capital T, is sort of like God. There's not much you can say about God.
See him to then walk in his footsteps. steps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down, so now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too now. Is it cause his skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out, it's sickening now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way. With every worthless word, we get more far away. Nothing's ever promised tomorrow.
Welcome back to Funky Uncles. I'm happy to report that Zan has joined us.
Uncle Zan back on the mic. It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. I'm glad to be back. I always feel like Funky Uncles gets, or not Funky Uncles, WMFO starts a little too late in the semester. I feel like we've only been doing this for like two or three times.
Yeah, and then spring break really takes the wind out of your sails because that's 2 weeks. I mean, unless you're sticking around late or coming back early, that's 2 whole weeks gone.
Out. And here we are.
Last time we were here, we were writing our Edelman paper and playing Shadow of a Doubt clips on the air.
And over our music. I might play some clips for the rest of our shows.
I'm down. Did you, what film were we supposed to have watched?
Did you not watch?
I did not watch.
Vertigo.
I've seen Vertigo.
I watched the first hour of it. So I'm good for tomorrow, probably.
You know what I'll do then? I have the soundtrack to Vertigo on my computer.
It's really good.
Because it's incredible.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. I'll play some of that. Maybe.
All right.
It'll be a change of pace, but that's all right.
So what did I miss, Joe? I was, sorry guys, I was filming a movie.
The lead in a Tufts produced film about the apocalypse and what it means for love.
I guess you could say that.
I'm sure.
I play a hapless guy who's like, my plan for the end, like I know the world's gonna end in 2 days, and I want to take my girlfriend up to this secluded spot and just spend the time with her wink face for the 2 days, but she's like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to spend my last 2 days.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
She says, I don't want to spend my last 2 days humping in the tent. That's one of her lines.
Wow.
My reaction is sort of the rest of the movie, but amongst a lot of other weird stuff.
That's an interesting predicament, because it's very easy to just sort of have the romantic, the timeless love where the two people just watch the ship go down together. That's the line from Father John Misty song.
Really?
But it's interesting when it's an unrequited feeling.
Yeah, it's very unrequited.
That's interesting.
What did I miss, Joe? What have you been playing?
So I started off with some Sun Ra, but the more tame Sun Ra. He's a jazz guy. He was a pianist and band leader, arranger. He did a lot of like really out there free jazz stuff.
What time period?
He was active for a while, I think late 40s up until 70s, maybe? Maybe even later? I'm not exactly sure. But he did some really weird stuff.
Huh.
But he also did some pretty just regular good stuff. I played some of the more down-to-earth stuff. And I say down-to-earth, I mean that literally, because he believed that he was from Saturn. That was part of his get-up.
Really?
He has a whole lot of intergalactic themes in his music. But that was where I started. I did a little Rihanna. Played some Big Youth. He's a reggae artist. He was active in the 70s in Kingston. Some Bowie, Talking Heads, and Eno. Just, they all sort of fit together well because of the Brian Eno connection. Toon Yards, because the Meryl Garbers from Toon Yards produced this new album by a band called Theo and the Get Down, Stay Down. So I played a track from that album and then some older Toon Yards stuff. Did some Odyssey. He put out, did you listen to that new EP?
Did you buy the ticket to that concert?
I didn't buy the ticket.
I didn't buy the ticket yet.
Is it sold out?
I don't know.
I feel like it probably is not, but
I don't know. It wouldn't be.
But he just put out a new EP.
Really?
Like a week or so ago. What is it? I guess like a week and a half ago.
Cool.
And so I played some tracks from that. It's very good. And then I played some more Milo. I've been getting really into Milo recently. And then when you came in, I was playing Kanye because the last song that I played called Red Orleanders featuring Bus Driver from the tape Cavalcade was the beat was from Heard Him Say.
Oh.
And he was like sort of, he was manipulating the beat with time and things like that and rapping over it. In addition to every song on that tape features or samples something from the band America, which is like a folk band kind of. Because Milo's grandfather was an America fan. And it's like the tape is like for his grandfather. I think he passed away like around the time or like what in the time leading up to the release of the tape.
I do have something I want to play. My computer died and it's taking forever to reload.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a weird thing you can probably only get. Let me see if I'm good now.
I could go ahead and play some of the Bernard Herrmann score to Vertigo in honor
Let's do a little interlude.
Sure. And then if you want to pull up some clips, that'd be...
Professor Edelman, if you're listening, please give me an A.
This is for you, Mr. Edelman. All right. Yeah, here it is, Vertigo. This Herrmann character was, as we know, actually in the last movie that we had to watch. The man who knew too much, the conductor.
Joe, why are you such a nerd?
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
All right. What do you mean he was in the last
movie? He was the conductor. You remember? It was like Bernard Herrmann with the London Symphony Orchestra, and there was somebody conducting. I assume that was him. And I think that was that he wrote the original score, and that's what was being shown was the performance of the score for the movie. I'm going to play...
He's making us read the movie.
He's teaching us to read. I'm going to play... You want me to keep it short? It's just an interlude, so I'll play like a 3-minute clip.
That's... Joe, that would be perfect.
All right, this is The Bay, so I imagine this is where...
This is Bay?
The song is Bay, dude. This is, I guess, the part where Scotty finds the woman going into the sea.
Carlotta? Her name is Madeline, but she thinks she's a woman named Carlotta.
Right. I'm remembering this now. Okay. All right, you're listening to Funky Uncles.
Dude, she's so hot.
I'm Uncle Joe.
I'm Uncle Zan,
back in town. And here for you all is a little bit of Bernard Herrmann scoring Vertigo.
Gift right in your sandal, cool and chic, yep, candlelit hope. You had more hit than Nintendo. I got some from the shit I'm saving. Me and my woman, cause we got cravings. Black ass night, Baltimore like Ravens. I'm Wes Craven, Freddy Krueger. Scratch your back, I got computers. Price is right, got your dog neutered. Accident, let's go to Aruba. I thought I did you a favor. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. I see my kids only sometimes. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. I feel like that, but it ain't really true. Well, it's sort of true, what can you do? Take your ass back to the crib. Buy a new cube, inside is big. Get a job and work at Avis. Outside, inside, pulling favors. Hard to break, they go into labor. Try your best with your behavior. Apes is cages, these dark ages. Catch me outside in some Asics. When I drive, I do not chase it. I have before, and that's very dangerous. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. I see my kids only sometimes. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. I see my kids only sometimes. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. This chick here, she had my last name. Ride on streets, I go on both lanes. Go for broke, man, gold and cocaine. Get the low main, take the F train. Where do you go after midnight? How come you look strange in moonlight? Poltergeist, I'ma say it twice. Lay it all down like oil pipes. Gifts like Christmas, I'm wrap ribbons. Peace to the Gibbons, straight up stinking. They got dope hitting in they Lincoln. I got dope hitting in my Asics. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. I see my kids only sometimes. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. Outside, inside, in the lunch line. I see my kids only sometimes. Outside, inside, in the lunch line.
Pop. My favorite actor was Denny long before he played Knight. When Behringer was a substitute, everything was going right, even after Jordan left and Dave Corzine retired. Saw Dunston's wild throws and Mike Ditka got fired. Favorite actor Dennehy, favorite drink Old Dolls, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Play softball with the guys, wife made curly fries, drank about four doles, grounded out two pop flies, in the Buick down Western, stop and get some more brats, on sale chicken, Italian sausage and orange pop, this week fishing trip, gotta get some new flies, wife packed turkey subs, Jay's chips and peach pies, watch a little Dennehy, pull out the laser disc, sniper 1, 2, and 3, Behringer makes great flicks, listen to the shuffle, rewind Richard Ditt's part, damn I left those orange pops in the trunk of the Skylark, sneak a couple old doles, shit there's my damn wife, you know honey I'll be back, gotta get some more ice, back in the damn Buick, I should go to the damn bar, I saw Ditka once in the Eatons in a sports car, favorite actor Dennehy, favorite drink Old Dolls, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls, play a little poker, spend time with the wife, take her out to Bennigan's, see if they cook chops right, go and get a laser disc, projection screen TV, Portillo's Italian beef, and a movie star Tommy B, back in the damn Buick, cut on WCKG, caught a song by Glenn Frey in an interview with Dennehy, so I'm driving down Western Ave, think I'm gonna stop at Zayers, got a splitting freaking headache, so I popped a couple Bears, so I'm back in the damn Buick, think I need an oil check, the baddest of George Thorogood, smoke stones on my deck, read the sports section, Bears and their O-line, trying to find a decent Fiero with a for sale sign, cut on WCKG, Huey Lewis and the news, the heart of rock and roll is still beating, the Bears lose, favorite actor Dennehy, favorite drink Old Dolls, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls, favorite day Sunday, favorite team the Bears, favorite store Ventures, Sayers, Sayers, favorite show Danza, also the news, weatherman Skillin, music the Bulls, favorite actor Dennehy, favorite drink Old Dolls, Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls, Bulls. Coach of the Bears, we at least get 10 wins. 10 wins, Dennehy on the O-line, Behringer at tight end. Behringer, favorite actor, Dennehy, favorite drink, Old Dolls. Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls. Favorite actor, Farina, Andrew, Tons, Brats, Chops, Dogs, they're done. Bears, Hawks, Sox, Bulls, Bulls. Ditka, vacation place Conson, sausage, Johnson, chicken, Swanson's, other actor, Behringer, linebacker, Buckus, chopped, peppers, tomatoes, onions, 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 favorite Mayor Daly, cigarettes, Coles, Stanley, makes, great, Dolls, favorite Judge Mathis, favorite drink Old Dolls, Hawks, Cubs, Bears, Bull, favorite Tower Sears, favorite song to shuffle, Jays, Fritos, Doritos, Ruffles, 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 Ruffles.
I don't care if you been in Japan, I don't care if you been to LA, I don't care if you been to Tibet, I'll be right when you step, I put them peas on your plate, I put that drill in your drink, I put that shit in your fame, I put my hand on your shoe, you put your hand on my back, I put your hand on my side, I feel more comfortable now, I feel more comfortable now, I feel more comfortable now, I don't care if you been to Tibet, I don't care if you been to LA, I don't care if you been to Detroit, I'll be right when you stand, I'll be right when you stand, I'll be right when you stand, I'll be right when you stand. 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 I don't care if you've been to LA. I don't care if you've been to Detroit. I don't care if you've been to Tibet. I'll be right when you step. I'll be that IOJ. I'll be that IOJ. I don't get no fuck when you am. I don't get no fuck. I don't get no shit. I don't get no shit. I don't get no shit. I don't get no shit.
I feel more comfortable now. I feel more comfortable now. I feel more comfortable now. I feel more comfortable now.
northern heart and a northern hand. Nothing else will come between us but a northern heart and a northern hand. I don't care if you feel ugly, I've got a northern heart, I wanna be your man.
I can feel the rhythm of your heart.
Do you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Yeah, man, no more drug law, man.
I think we had a chapter of Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and I don't think it exists anymore.
It definitely existed our freshman year.
And sophomore year. But I don't know if it's still, I don't know if it got re-recognized by the TCU.
Fight the power, man. Yeah, but actually.
But for real, though.
The uncles, you know, were there back in the day. It was a little different back in the day. You didn't need a task force to fight against, you know, the drugs, man. It was all right, man. But, you know, Uncle Joe.
Are you sick, Uncle Ben?
I am.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sick. It's not my week, all right?
I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, we heard, before our public service announcement, we heard a lot of Serengeti, a whole lot of Serengeti. We heard Xander played us a track by Yoni and Getty, Getty being the abbreviation for Serengeti, and Yoni being who exactly?
Yoni Wolf, who is the founder of the band, why. He usually is rapping, but he was not rapping on that track. He did the production. They've teamed up, and I believe, I mean, they are definitely releasing an album very shortly. Yeah, and I hope they're touring.
Testarossa, it appears, is the name of the album.
I'm not totally sure, Joe. That's a good guess. But,
thanks. I mean, when I typed it into Spinatron, Testarossa was the name of the disc that came up.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good...
The artwork was the same as on the SoundCloud.
It sounds like a pretty good guess to me.
All right.
But I'm not 100% sure.
So let's go with it then. Testarossa out on Joyful Noise Recordings. And then that, you know, the Joyful Noise connection brought us a whole...
That's right.
That sent us on the tangent, as well as the Serengeti, you know...
Testosterone.
Thread. Testarossa. So Serengeti also, you know, he records for Joyful Noise in other capacities as well. We heard Dennehy, was that the name of the track?
That's right, Dennehy. I really like that song.
Yeah, it's a solid beat.
That song is a sweet beat, and it's just so funny.
It's very goofy.
I don't really get like it totally, but he's like being some character who's like obsessed with things from Chicago and just like has like a certain way and like a certain mindset where he like is obsessed with the sports teams and the like he's like a middle-aged guy and he's like and his like wife is like telling him to do all these things and he's sort of like constrained by all these different sort of stereotypes and his wife and like Chicago. And it's funny because he's like he keeps mentioning the beer O'Doul's, which is like I believe it's Chicago beer, but it's non-alcoholic.
Right.
So it's like he's like talking about how he has to drink the beer to like feel better, but it doesn't even have alcohol in it because his wife doesn't want him to drink. I just think it's a funny song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously pee funny.
Obviously, dude.
And
then the track that I played was from an album called Sisyphus. Which is the way that they sort of combine, they being Serengeti, Son Lox, also records for Joyful Noise, and Sufjan Stevens. And they, so I think they had a collaborative called SSS, because they all have, you know, S's in the beginning of their names. And then they tied those three S's together to make the band Sisyphus. And that was their self-titled, I think, only release. Even the track was Rhythm of Devotion. It's a little bit too long for my taste. I cut it a little bit early because I was kind of bored by
it. It was like 8 minutes.
But it was okay. Oh, and before that, of course, we heard Bernard Herrmann, The Bay, from the Vertigo soundtrack, and that was incredible.
It's really a shame how Bay has, like, whenever you hear the word Bay, like B-A-Y,
you automatically
just think of B-A-E.
Regardless of what's being referred to, whether or not it is, in fact, a bay
like
with an ocean
the
and
bay,
stuff.
I just couldn't take it seriously. San Francisco Bay. That's, I mean, I kind of have a San Francisco Bay because my girlfriend is from San Francisco. I just thought of that. Carly, if you're listening, you're probably not because I didn't tell you to. I'd be shocked. I'd be impressed if you were listening. But if you are, San Francisco Bay, wink face.
There are I believe, 4 listeners. I'm going to refresh and see if that number has changed at all. It's still 4. So
guys,
perhaps.
Thank you. You know, we don't do enough listener relations, I don't
no,
think.
No, we don't.
I'd love
outreach.
To know who's listening. You know,
if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, I mean, I also just, you know, if it's an old friend that somehow knows that the show, I don't think any of my old friends really know, unless they're like really...
Well, I posted
on the page?
Yeah, from the page, and then I shared it. So
interesting. So yeah.
I'm sure my parents are asleep now, so I don't think this is...
Have they been listening?
They usually catch the beginning of the show, and then they go to bed at like 11 or so. But they do listen to start with.
Wow.
Yeah, it's dedication. It's real. Anyway, it's 11:46. You're listening to Funky Uncles, WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've been playing a lot of good stuff. You're welcome. And I guess we're gonna keep it going.
Hey, do you have something in mind?
A particular song?
Yeah.
I've got a couple more things I could play, but there's not, I mean, it's not urgent, and I have enough time.
Can you
play
Part 2 from Kanye's new album?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not late to the party here. I was a little late to the party first listening to Kanye's new album, but now it's on Spotify.
True. Well, I've got the disc here.
Jay-Z almost got me to pay for his stupid... music listening service. And then I didn't. And now it's on Spotify. Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter. But I'm going to play. I have the MP3s
it's kinda,
on my hard drive.
Old school.
Old school.
That's kind of like Uncle Joe.
But yeah. So yeah, I could do that for you. Let's do it right now. Here it is.
Perfect. I told. Up in the morning, miss you bad. Sorry I ain't call you back. Same problem my father had. All his time, all he had, and what he dreamed. All his cash, market crash, hurt him bad. People get divorced for that. Drop some stack, pops is good. Mama passed in Hollywood, if you ask. Lost my soul, driving fast. Lost control, off the road. Jaw was broke, remember we always broke. Remember I'm coming back. I'll be taking all the steady.
I got broads in the London, just to the lead. Credit cards in the scammers,
taking all the drama.
Legacies, family, wait and see, look like a bandit. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets. Legacies, family, wait and see, family. Pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Been on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet your bandit, who can kill us on the stand?
I just wanna be liberated, I.
Hey!
I just wanna be liberated.
I get broads in Atlanta, chasing Dublin and shit, sipping from credit cards in the scammers, wake up beside you shit, designer, over to lady shit, they be acting rent, I don't be clapping shit, I be pulling my stuff in the finest shit, I got plenty just stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit, legacies, family, why is it killing no drama?
Understand how it might be kinda hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Thank you.
represented by myself, B.I.G. the Big D. Big up to Almighty God, yes, my sister Fatty, yes, my man Baco T, compared my turn. My turn king. Listen, Sasha, I got a booster. The Hamoluchi Big Boy, who can work it now?
B.I.G.
D. Big G, one of the filmer. She and Mr. Yuler, not the book of Dundo Ma.
Apply D.
It's 11:59, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Funky Uncles. Last couple of tracks we heard, Part 2, Father Stretch My Hands Part 2, Life of Pablo. After that, Amazing Grace, a rendition by Aubrey Gent, Floridian preacher and gospel lap steel player, and out on Arhuli Records.